Restoring My Soul, Monday the 30th of June, the Proclamation of the Gospel of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's purpose and plan for you and me is truly amazing. We were predestined to be born of God's divine nature and brought to glory as men and women who have been made in their image and likeness. The Apostle Peter rejoiced in this purpose, describing it as exceedingly great and precious promises. The proclamation of the Gospel of God is the beginning of salvation. This is the word declaring Yahweh Elohim's covenant purpose for each person. As we have already noted, his purpose and plan for every individual is that they are born of God and made in the image and likeness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. John described this message as the commandments of Christ. The commandments of Christ are proclaimed by the Holy Spirit through the ministry of Christ's messengers. They declare to a hearer that they can be redeemed from their bondage to sin and death as citizens of the kingdom of darkness. Moreover, they declare that a hearer can fulfill their predestination by being born as a son of God and brought to glory as a man or a woman in the image and likeness of God. This message ministers faith to a hearer so that they can believe for and participate in God's covenant purpose for them. This is the first dimension of faith that a person receives on the pathway of salvation. Faith is then ministered at each step of this journey, enabling the hearer to believe and to choose God's call upon them. Explaining this provision, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, John chapter 14 verse 21, Romans chapter 10 verse 17, and Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. For further study, Romans chapter 1.